that the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
That's how we made each other.
All right, stop it.
Sniffers.
Sniffing.
Sniffers.
Stop smelling me. Quit it.
This is a problem. Stop it. Frank Caliendo's here. It's 9:32. The Guadalupe Square is a final one for the year. Frank is joining us. Welcome, Frank Caliendo.
Good to be here.
That's the energy I was looking for. Yes.
Which Frank are we going to get? Because I hear on that podcast, he's R-rated Frank.
Well,
maybe once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But, it's kind of like guilt by association.
Yeah, it's participatory Frank.
They drag you into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a better, cooler me.
See, I think the difference, though, is you said it on the podcast, because on Ian's Morning After podcast, Frank now sits in with us all the time. And
sit in, not actually a part of it.
No. And I see you dismiss yourself a lot of the times. But the fun part is that I think for years he's like, look, I would like to go down those roads. I just can't because of my kids.
And he's a pussy.
And then he said his kids are just
my
swearing like crazy now.
So he playing Fortnite. My daughter comes
know
into
it all.
My daughter comes into the kitchen the other day. What the F is this? You're 12 and cute. When did you become mom? What happened? Post-married mom. That's who you are now.
Your mom 4 years ago, mom. That's too big a jump.
Oh, dear.
I like that.
Your example setting has not worked.
No, not at all.
Were so good about it. Like, look, I don't want them to see my old stuff and think that it's okay. And then Fortnite came along and they're that way.
Yeah, that and NBA 2K. And just
this is really bad
the unbelievable stuff that's going on in those guys. I just walk into my son's room and I hear, no! No, you mother Hey. Your dad's in the room. Sorry, I thought you were mom.
She's cool with it.
Yeah, she is. She taught me how to say that. My wife used to do that. She's like, okay, you're going to learn how to use the B word.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because she's like, I don't want you like one of these stupid kids going out there using it wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to use it right, and this is what it means. And I'm like,
That's actually
he's
pretty
three.
Smart. It's early. It's early yet.
Holy cow.
I didn't know what dildo meant for a long time. I was throwing that out.
But everybody was calling you that, and you're like, I've got to look this up.
Someone showed him.
You should hear. Joey walks in and says something about a butthole or something. Just really. And Baxter even blushed. Baxter, through the beard and the
just through all the
fat,
face.
Just.
The beard blush.
That was a little weird.
So he just comes in and just spouts off butthole comedy.
Yeah, there was something. Oh, because Baxter went on a date.
Oh,
and
Baxter is healthy again.
I'd say he's swiping right a lot, not a lot of swipe backs.
Aren't you afraid of Baxter being home with your wife a lot?
Like yeah, really, yeah. I dare
threat.
Her.
Big threat.
Yeah. What's your point?
Yeah. What are you getting at?
A lot of people wouldn't like another guy.
He's doing the job that Franks won't do anymore.
Yeah. He's Schneider on one day at a time. I think I'm safe.
Yeah. he's bringing ladies back to the house now.
No, Michelle won't let him do that.
So where he has to bone him at their apartment?
There's no boning.
You don't think that's happening?
There isn't even ligamenting. There's nothing.
There's no tendoning?
No tendoning, no tendonitis.
Nothing. Not even nervous system stuff?
No.
He's not getting anywhere.
No.
I need to talk to Baxter.
I need to bring him up to, I was telling you about the comic book shop. I need to bring him up there, meet some. The guy who this guy opened up this little comic book shop in where is it? I guess it's Tempe.
Yeah.
And I just saw it on Apple Maps. And Juliet's totally into comic books, so I go down
there. Driving in the car, going, comic books.
He had no idea who I was, which was great. And he was super nice to me. And then he found out who I was. His name's Brandon. And he's like, oh my god, how did I not know who you were? I'm like, because you didn't care, and it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Didn't register.
Now, he's my expert on all that. His name
is he
Brandon.
A comic book guy, or is he pretty normal?
He's kind of in between. He's a character, but I'm going to go to Comic Cons with him. I want to bring him on a podcast and stuff.
Oh yeah,
might even bring him in here if you
do
want.
It.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He does crazy. His name's Brandon. Can I say the place?
Yeah.
Brandon's Comics. It's this brand new. He just opened it up.
Good name.
And all these guys come in and they're
long
experts.
That research went on. Oh, God. Jeez, this is hard.
Focus
I'm Brandon.
Groups.
I like comics.
No, but then he doesn't.
I just can't get a connection.
I think he's afraid he might not even own it for long because he just put comics up on as a signage. Just,
and then you walked in going, I'm here.
I'm here.
Wrong kind
I'm
of
here.
Comic.
Come. Oh, no, different comics.
No,
maybe
awesome.
You can invest in Brandon's Comics.
I want to do some podcasting. No, after this, I think I am, yeah.
Like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, it can be Brandon's Frank Comics.
But it's funny because I go in there and we look at some of the comic books and they're like $500-$600. They're graded and stuff like that. I'm like, I want to get something for Juliet. Got something in the $2 bin.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care. She just wants to read the comics.
You got money? Get her the good stuff.
I got that. You know I have money? Because I'm not spending them all at one time on something you dare me to do. Right. And yet, I've already bought six of them.
It's a child. That's your child.
I already bought them! I already bought them, Eric!
What the Dad, this is $2. Give me a real one.
No, there's
finally
a,
love you.
There's a
you
blue goblin in it. It's worth $8.
Yeah, she loves it.
You have no idea.
It can only go up. $2 is the low end. You can go in.
There's so much cool. I'm getting so into it.
Good. Well, you're a comic book
guy. You guys want to know the incident? There are those guys, and they're pretty cool. They come in like, so are they best? Are you, what's your favorite book? I'm not sure.
Mine is Hulk 647.
What happens is there?
Well, Hulk 647, he takes on Abomination for the 17th time.
So now you're just trying to ride Kevin Smith's coattails.
It's not a bad idea.
$500.
Because he's not going to last much longer. So.
Is that on his website? That's Brandon.
$500 for Infinity Gauntlet.
9.8 rating, guys.
That's
higher than what you guys get.
That's
Christmas
true.
Is here.
That's beating us.
Come on.
It's beating us.
We got to beat these guys. We're not talking about Kazalex here, boys. We're talking about supernatural people.
No, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, there you go. All right, well,
Infinity
Brandon's comics.
That one you pulled up there, that's actually one of them that gives you like clues on what might happen in the next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Eric, you know this one? I know some of the stories. But
Are you a comic book guy?
Yeah,
are we finally going to be real friends?
Yay, yeah. It's working.
I'm only a Marvel
Stay away from
guy.
My daughter.
I don't like her.
You can bond over childhood.
How old's your daughter?
Old enough. All right.
Wow.
For comic books.
Creepy.
Yeah, for comic,
comic books. Yeah.
And that segues us into the new millennium.
Is there grass on the field?
All right. How old is she?
Oh,
dear God. Oh, no.
That got really
Jeez,
bad.
Louise, you took him back up to Minnesota.
Oh, I scared PG Frank.
Hell?
I don't know who you are.
I don't know what you want.
But let me say this. You're not going to be opening that book.
Yeah.
I will
Holy
find
cow,
you.
No,
he's,
is that
look,
terrible.
He's right behind.
Where's
look.
Your meemaw?
That's a question. Jeez.
Yeah, but it was a leading question.
You better
get the witness, and the witness was underage.
Very
better get used to it. It's coming.
Believe me.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
It's already brutal.
Is it?
She's
all the shower soaps are all ruined, is what you're saying.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you said grass in the field. I thought we were still talking about
it. No, I don't know. And why is it not as creepy from you?
I don't know.
I don't know how you do
kids,
it.
Kids' pubic hair and me are like a match.
Yeah, that's...
That would just get...
Now you're there.
Yeah. Pubes and Johnny, peanut butter and jelly.
Hans just texted me hearing this, and Hans, you better be careful. I'm getting into your family.
Oh, no. Oh. What does that mean? Anyway.
Wait a second.
So, sorry about that whole thing with Eric.
No, that was brutal.
It's awful. Anyway, shall we do the squares for the holidays?
I'm not really...
You're here for the holidays.
Yeah.
What are you here to promote?
Lost it,
you're here to promote something.
Yeah, you're here for a reason, obviously.
You know what?
Yes. Promote, man. I forgot what it is.
Yeah, well, because I didn't really care because I started having quote-unquote fun.
It's a good time until Eric ruined it by getting all weird.
Talking about a comic book store that I have no ownership in.
Yeah. You're promoting some guy's thing. Yeah, but you're earning it.
Promoting some guy's thing. Once again. Hey, have you seen the comic schlong?
Brandon's thing. Oh, there it is. You're at the at 3 o'clock on Saturday, January 5th.
You'll 3 o'clock?
I'm just kidding.
How's your right?
Butch on at 3 o'clock in the
Am
afternoon.
Am I doing like the 420 show?
Is this at the regular one?
No, this is at the new
one. The new one. Where is it?
I don't know. Desert Ridge.
Show.
Like the Desert Ridge.
Desert Ridge.
15 hours from my house. It's basically being on the road.
It's a stand-up live, though, right? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, no, it's Copper Blues.
Oh, they're calling the club Copper Blues?
Yeah, because the whole thing, it's a music/comedy venue. I'll be doing music.
Oh, good, finally.
This is the one where Matt texted us the other day, I'm going to be out of town, said we should go do a podcast there.
Yeah.
And we eventually will.
Okay, we'll get that done. That is kind of far for everybody.
Though. Yeah.
All right.
Except for the people who live near it.
Right, that's why they put it there.
These are Desert Ridgians.
Yeah, yes. The Ridgians.
You're the closest.
The Ridgerians, what? I'm in the middle of everything, but I know what a pain in the ass it is to drive from the East Valley into anywhere.
From Penny Arcadia.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm making this stuff up. That's for Penny Marshall.
But you're at the new Copper Blues on the 5th, right?
Of
just
January.
That day.
CB Live
just
is what
day.
It's called.
That's it.
And that's why only one day?
That's all I can sell the tickets for.
Oh, smart, good smart. Good job. Yeah, one night.
Well, I remember I was supposed to be there two other days.
Weeks ago.
It hadn't opened yet. One of them was going to be... The original day they wanted me to work was on the day of your guys' show. And I was like, I'm not going
December 7th.
No, because I'm going to be a secret treat.
You were that. Thank you.
Welcome again.
Thank you. It was
$35
fun. $35.
Jeez.
It's pretty good. Yeah, the fake fight.
Yeah, I brought the prices down for that show.
Wow.
That's right. $35. Go see Frank. He's over at the new Copper Blues Comedy and Music Venue up there at Desert Ridge.
CB Live.
CB
Live. Yeah, you're coming to your CB Live.
I'm CB Live.
Right on, CB Live.
All right, let's get right to this thing. We got the Guadalupe Squares with Frank Caliendo today. And here's your host of the Guadalupe Squares, final one of 2018, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he lost his general. It's President Trump.
Who needs a general when you have an admiral? And I am...
You have an admiral?
I have a lot of different admirals. I'm admiring myself admirably.
Okay.
Doing a tremendous job. Is there a problem with that? Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Because you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? Do you have any idea? Tell me. Do you hear me?
Build
the
wall. You're going to build a wall.
That's what I'll do.
Build a wall around the generals. And also I've promoted as Secretary of Defense, someone that everyone loves, crosses every line, every aisle, Captain Crunch. He's going to be my new incredible savior to the defense.
But he's
a lot
captain.
Of the problem is the soggiest trying to come across. And Captain Crunch, there's no T.
You had a general.
Captain.
The general is for insurance. This is a captain. Captain Crunch does a tremendous job. He's doing an incredible. It's amazing the different types of things he can do.
Excuse me. Just promoted Colonel Sanders, whichever one has played right now. We're going to get him in there as well. Everybody loves him. This is a great thing. And General, let's be honest, Mad Dog Mattis, not as mad as we thought.
No, incredibly, actually, not even angry.
His nickname? No, not even. Should have been Effeminate Dog Madness.
No puppy. Way.
Yeah. Effeminate Puppy Dog.
That's
General,
right.
General, what do you have to say?
Oh, my God, you guys are crazy, and all this talk about me is making me so mad. I'm going to just smash somebody. I'm mad dog. I'm so mad I could just...
I didn't think you sounded like that.
I'm a mad dog.
That's how he does it. It's like that rabbit in the... British comedy that I can't think of right now. What is it called?
Monty Python.
Monty Python.
The Rabbit Carabinog.
A lot of problems over here. I should have tweeted it.
This is what I'm dealing with all the time. This is why this administration can't get nothing done. He doesn't even know his own rabbit.
Listen, I'm going to kick your... I almost went there, didn't I? You didn't have... Get your hand on the button. I have mine on mine.
It'll be better at CB Live.
Hand off that button. Come on.
All right, top middle square. We got the entire Oakland Raiders coaching staff. All the Grudens are here.
Tell you what, man.
Man, long year, man.
Tough year.
Big year.
I got tired of winning.
That's my guy, man.
What I did is I set this myself up.
Telling you, man, we get some wins, though.
Beat the Cardinals, didn't you?
Beat the Steelers.
Beat Steelers,
yeah. Steelers, man. That must have hurt John Holmberg a little
Probably.
Bit.
I hope so.
Looking there.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I'd hurt him.
You ever see my son, Fireplug?
No.
No.
Hey. Google him, man.
Google Fire.
2 feet tall, 600 pounds of muscle, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is he going to play for the Raiders?
Yeah.
No, he's gonna be the ball, man. John Gruden's son. Google it, man.
What does that mean? He's going to be the ball.
You have no idea.
Top right square. It's Frank.
Ace. It's Ace, man.
Oh, hey, he's Aces.
Ace. Take a look at the power of Ace, man.
Ace Gruden.
It's just pictures of you,
it's John Gruden. That's all we see.
And then Raleigh McKenzie.
You're going too deep, Frank.
Yeah.
No, he's a power lifter, man. You got to see this guy.
What?
Put in Gruden.
That's
power.
Not him.
Put in Gruden power lifter. Gruden power lifter. Thank God for this background music.
Holy cow.
There he is, man.
Whoa.
Take a look at him.
That's your son?
That's my son,
man. That's my guy, man.
That guy popped out of my wife's cooch. Fully formed like that, man.
Ripped.
Ripped. He ripped her when he came out ripped, man.
Wasn't even a fight, man. Just blew it up.
Look at those biceps and triceps,
kid is huge.
Man, you really pissed him off when he was a kid, didn't you?
Deuce.
Deuce, not ace.
Deuce, Gruden.
He was single, not double, man. I knew it was a card.
I'm Ace Gruden. You're Deuce Gruden.
I didn't get into weightlifting. He just threw me all over the room.
You know what you are? Deuce Gruden, man.
Nice. All right. Top right square. It's
That podcast is rubbing off on me, guys.
That's R-rated to you. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Top right square. It's Frank's wonderful new character, Merrick O'Connell. Go ahead.
Whatever. I don't even want to be in the square.
You don't?
No. I want to be in circles. Guadalupe circles.
How are you related to Eric?
I'm his brother or cousin.
Double cousin?
Double cousin. Twice removed. Three times
and
inseminated.
And you're angry at Eric right now.
Because he's a moron. Look at him.
Yeah, I know that. But...
You wasted my time.
I thought we were tight, Merrick.
Tight. I tell you, it was tight.
Do you like Frank Caliendo?
Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, do you like him? Exactly.
No, best ever.
What?
He's incredibly hilarious. Not showing it today. Having trouble finding certain words, calling people by the wrong card name.
Still struggling with that bunny thing.
You know what? I think you're right for... Frank is a moron! Yes, me! Go! Yeah! O'Connell's forever!
That's right!
Twice removed.
Another love
three
score.
Times loved.
We lost him in 2018. It's Stephen Hawking. Everyone.
If Eric had a child with his cousin, it would be less healthy than I am. Didn't for sure.
That's probably true.
I was also a power lifter for a little while.
Shut up, you were
but
not.
I got derailed.
Yeah, man, my son crushed him. Literally, man. How do you think he got that way?
I spent one dinner with Deuce Gruden, and then I was never able to move again.
But didn't you, you started going bad like a long time ago, in like the 50s or 40s?
He came out of his mother's womb as an idea.
Okay.
Then went back in and became a fully functional killing machine.
Deuce is a time traveler, man. He lifted his way into the past and then back into the future.
He lifted
that's
him so much.
That's the flex capacitor, man.
Wow.
Dude, he's finally getting funny again.
The middle
square. Thank you, Merrick.
I helped him invent the flex capacitor and he used it against me.
All right.
This one makes time travel. I'm Macho Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He didn't even try to do it. It's just Gruden taking a dumb, man.
Deuce.
Deuce, I'm taking a deuce. That's how we got him. His mom looked like he was popping out a deuce, man.
Oh, we got to raise this now, one.
That's not a Slim Jim. That's a Deuce Jim, man. Deuce. We call him that because he's Junior. John Gruden Jr. Deuce.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think I just thought of that.
This is the thing where nightmares are born.
All right,
would you like to play a game of chess?
I'm not a computer. I'm a man.
Global thermonuclear war, man. Joshua.
But I couldn't help but play you. If you weren't interested, I would play.
His name's Steven, not Joshua.
Sorry, Stevie. Stevie Wonder over there, man.
I have fully functional eyes. It's the rest of me that is trouble.
Sorry, John.
That dead guy can't move it, but he can talk like an animatronic Disney ride.
You know what? I would not give up everything to be Eric O'Connell. Keeping me in the chair.
Wow, that hurts. All right.
Pondering space and time right now, man.
In the middle square, we have a split personality.
No.
We have stressed out Brady Bowden.
Nah, I'm not stressed out. The holidays cause no stress! Hi.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Your family comes out and everybody loves each other!
Are you stressed?
Yeah,
or are you not stressed?
What are you talking about stress? You don't know nothing about stress, you idiot.
You had to step away earlier.
That's it. I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm done. I'll walk out. I'll leave. You want to keep pushing? Push.
All right, well.
It's not called the Eric Report. That's right. I got no stress.
It's going to be called the Merrick Report in a little bit. Yeah, Frank is cool.
Yeah, call it whatever you want. God, just don't call me anymore.
Are you stressed out about Ronnie having surgery today?
No, she's going to be just fine.
That's pure cover. That's a pure cover.
I'm having tons of sex. And I'm happy as a happy thing. So, you.
Parents are coming in town.
Oh, they're great. Look at where they stick out. Holidays are not stressful. Heart beating fine. A little dizzy.
Brady doesn't like
that. Was
skirt.
That was my Toledo laugh.
That was great. That was great. What are you guys laughing at?
Real Brady's playing
great
along.
Great one. No
that's
stress.
Bad, but that's the funniest
part. This is weird. Shut up, Frank.
You and me are doing.
Don't you dare.
We just got trumped. By that thing over there.
Doing something everybody knew and loved. It's a good reference.
Middle right square.
Don't have to explain it or anything. This is good stuff. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up! Stop it! I'm starving. Yeah.
We'll get you a cookie,
bro. Yeah.
Middle right square, we lost him in 2018. The great Robin Leach is here.
It's unbelievable. Thinking about where I've been and where I'm going.
I can even hear you, Andrew.
I had to think about how to get into it. Hello, I'm Robin Leach, and I couldn't get the impression without saying that.
I'm Robin Leach with a stroke.
He said that he loves Reese Witherspoon, and this is her home.
Me no habla español, because it's gringo and bread.
Wait, you died of a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Actually, I died from stroking.
I stole 2 millions and millions of pounds of caviar.
In fact, that's what I call it.
That's what I call it. I got so rich it started to come out of me. I ejaculate caviar. The doctors weren't worried at first.
We're going to miss you, Robin.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have eaten the appetizers.
Those weren't appetizers.
All right, bottom left square. It's Brady Secret Square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Hey, what's up, guys? On the 25th, there's a lot of people that celebrate my birthday. I'm 2018.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. You seem like you're down like this.
Well,
yeah, why are you
tough.
Down?
Well, people are losing. Not too many people are celebrating.
Oh, Dale.
Not enough people celebrating.
That's why? I can understand that.
Yeah. I got some great stuff at Tommy Bahama for your birthday. Thanks, buddy.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter. I don't know you either, so it doesn't matter. We're good.
That Secret Square person is one of my favorite people. He really is. He does a tremendous job.
Really?
Oh, incredible.
You follow all those rules?
Absolutely. Okay. All of them.
Every one of them. Don't take false gods.
Not at all.
Don't talk about other gods.
You know why I can't take a false god?
What's that?
Look at me.
I know I am one.
You can't. It's hard to take.
Why would I ever worship a god when I am one?
Yes, think about that. It's like I'm basically Odin.
Yeah. Okay. Bottom middle square.
I would never take his goddamn name in vain.
JB Smoove is over at Stand Up Live. So Larry David's here.
Pretty good squares. Pretty good. You like what you see? You like what you see?
I love it.
Jerry's with me. We brought
you to ride together.
We always rode, but then I wanted my own thing, and I kind of went out. I did my own thing.
It was great, though. You were fantastic.
I included you.
But who's the guy with you?
I don't know.
No, JB. It's JB Smoove.
That's right. We're just eating a bunch of cheese. You know what you guys was going to do? It's tons of cheese. I don't know what's going to happen. There's too many white people in the square.
Kramer, probably not the square for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on, huh?
And let me get him out of here.
I'm out.
It's a bad idea to have these two. It's just the new and the old. That's not going to make
Who could have thought of this? Who sent Kramer over here?
Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Newman's my favorite one. I like that Newman. He makes me laugh.
He's pretty funny.
Hello, like JB.
Hello, Newman.
All right, bottom right square. He's ready for vacation.
We got so many people in here, we should have a full court orgy.
It's Trip Reeb in the bottom right.
Yeah!
Get me out of here.
You're ready to go. You're dressed
gone,
down
show.
Today.
We're going to have a full court orgy, I hear.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're in that.
Got at least 5-on-5. Trip's right.
Need 10.
Maybe he isn't.
Get all of them in here. That's fine by me, except that depressed middle guy.
Trip. Why are you walking like that?
No.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm dressed for vacation.
So your leg
so
is...
So it's a putter, not a leg. See?
Oh.
I'm like
take that
girl
out?
From Machete.
What?
Whatever that one was where she had guns for feet.
Where are you flying the Griffin?
Mine are golf equipment. Anywhere I want, Eric. Where are you going to be?
Vegas.
Then I'll be away from you.
Oh, okay.
Guns for feet.
Yeah. What was that called? She was hot. Gun for a foot.
My son has Rose guns McGowan? For arms, man.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's like me, only I have putter for feet.
And as long as I'm president, you'll get to keep all those guns.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
That's something I like.
Eric, except for you.
Oh, wonderful. All right, we got Joe.
You don't
and,
mean it.
Joe and Ann.
You
on
don't
the
mean
line.
It.
No, I don't.
Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ann, are you there?
I'm here.
And this one's already silly. Ann, pick a square. Go.
Can I take the secret square?
Oh, ooh. You better. Go right ahead.
Bless of you, child.
It's a tough one.
Any ideas?
Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Well, it is Jesus. Done. It is Jesus Christ himself.
Here's a hug.
Yes, I'm in the square. Did somebody call? I wasn't paying attention.
No. Other Jesus.
All right, Joe, you're up. Pick a square.
Oddly enough, I just deported like 600 Jesuses just now. Just sign a paper.
It's incredible. All right, in the middle square, it's stressed out, Brady, in the middle.
Not stressed out.
You're turning purple.
I'm fine. Ronnie's got a little procedure today.
Is she mad at you because you didn't go?
No, but he's mad, Eric.
Are you sure?
Look, no. Whatever. Whatever.
I'm just concerned.
Do your little rattle trap crap nonsense question.
I'm concerned about you.
I'm concerned about you. I'm fine. You don't need to concern yourself about me. I'm fine. Tons of sex. Plenty of food. Everybody's happy. That's good stuff. That's what's good. Happy birthday, Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus. Hey, I got one question.
Oh, yeah?
Is the food and the sex separate or what? Oh, baby.
It's a question.
That Toledo laugh is a great one. And now, my memories of 2018 that I can't remember. Memories of 2018 that I can't remember.
What's your favorite?
Like whether or not I told Ronnie when I bought an RV. It's cost 7 months of strife.
I bought an RV?
No, that's mine. JB Smoove made fun of my RV in 2018. It's as far back as I can remember.
That was just an hour ago.
You know, if Ronnie gets into JB's RV, she'll never get into mine. Because they never go back.
That's true.
They never go back. I got no stress.
Oh, good. Here's your question, Brady.
Stress free!
True or false, the majority of your brain is fat. True or false?
Majority of your brain is fat. I'm working on it.
No, that, just talk about your brain.
What is it, brain treadmill? Idiot. It's genetic. What? What do you think non-stressed me? I asked you a question! Dumb face.
He's got places to be.
I'll be back on the RM3 in 2 weeks after I hit my pinnacle weight of 440. That is an absolute gem I'm giving you.
All right.
Isn't that right,
answer?
Not stressed me? That's absolutely. See? 105. Shut up. Hey. Quiet down. I'm taking over.
Wow.
Buddy.
What?
Buddy.
Huh? Come back to me, man. Come back, buddy.
I don't know.
You're okay.
Seems like being the Sultan of Hate is working out.
Think of soft things.
Like I'm laying my wiener since 1996.
You're starting to stress me out.
Don't do it. I don't push it. You don't want to start this.
Yeah,
no. Stay in your lane.
Wait.
Stay in
your
lane. You want to go?
You
want to go?
Billy, stop.
Whoa. Language.
You're gonna split
pinch.
Apart.
Pinch.
You're gonna stroke out.
Pinch.
No strokes on
no
the square.
Stressing.
Isolate that.
No stress.
Isolate.
Just answer my question.
Bench.
The majority of your brain is fat. True or false?
Hold on a second. Isolate that. Oh yeah. Isolate that. Yeah. I'm isolating. Oh yeah. That's like. Oh yeah.
Come
I'll
on,
say
guys.
The fat Beep. Brain is true.
All right. They say
I
true.
I have no stress.
You agree or disagree?
Don't make more.
I agree.
That's right. It is.
Oh, damn right.
Gotcha. And you're up. Pick a square.
I'll take Stephen Hawking.
Middle left, Stephen Hawking.
That's exactly what my caretaker said behind my wife's back. I'll take Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah.
Larry hasn't been laid since 2009, and I cheated on my wife. Figure that math.
It's kind of rough, Stephen.
I was deep inside her black hole twice.
Where are you now? Is there a heaven?
There is no heaven.
What?
No. Oddly enough, just Wisconsin.
You go to Wisconsin when you die?
That's the saddest part of dying. I was wrong about everything except for that there was no God or heaven. The black hole takes you to Oshkosh.
What happens there?
Tell you what, man. I got a great flyover there, man. Air show. I've been there when I was with the Green Bay Packers. The Oshkosh Air Show, man, right off of 41.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That, my friends, is heaven.
University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. Great baseball team, Division III, man.
This isn't about you, John.
That doesn't matter.
It is a little bit because he has visited heaven. It's the Field of Dreams with a flyover.
Okay, where's
Dying
hell?
Is terrible.
If Wisconsin's heaven, where's hell?
Just south of Chicago.
Oh, man.
In a little town called Joliet.
Hell's working out with Deuce.
Commitment to excellence, man. Raiders.
The black hole of the Raiders is moving to Las Vegas.
Hey, Steven, when you come back, you want to be part of the Raiders, man?
I would love to be in your black hole. If you'll have me, I would like to be part of the black hole.
I got an idea for a...
How come I've never been in the front row next to Raider Man in the black hole? It wouldn't make sense.
I think it'd be cool, man.
You're staring at me like I'm a ham. Which I am more of than man.
Here's your question.
But D, that's all, folks.
True or false? Too much water can kill you. Is that true or false, Steven?
Nothing can kill me.
Well, you're dead. Yeah, I know you're dead.
Too much water would kill me. It would electrocute me rather quickly. Please do not pour water on me.
So is that true or false?
Are you talking about me or the average human being?
I'm talking about, like, drinking water. Like, too much water can kill
Well,
me.
It depends on how much they put into your bag.
Okay.
And inject into your body. I wouldn't say that probably too much water would blow you up like a dig dog.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you were murdered?
Yes.
Who did it?
That's the eternal question we'll never know. I blew up from over-ingesting H2O.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess it can kill you. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
That's right. It is true. X gets square.
Just ask Natalie Wood.
Joe.
Not.
Very funny, Stephen. Very funny. Joe, you can take President Trump for the block.
President Trump it is.
All right.
Finally.
It's the way it starts, the way it ends. And we're here for the win.
And in the middle?
Us.
Us.
We're good.
The Trumps.
Are you Ivanka? Wait for Jimmy Carter to die so I can force Hillary to watch Bill look at my wife again at a funeral.
That was tremendous. You did a great job of flaunting her.
Unbelievable.
You flaunted your wife.
Next funeral, I'm going to make her wear a booby-out shirt, and Bill is going to lose his mind, and those two creeps will lose it and finally get divorced. I'm breaking them up.
The best part is she doesn't care what I do. I can go out and do anything I want.
Ivanka?
Which one are we talking
about?
Wife.
I don't know which one we're married to.
I get the two confused.
So do I.
Yes, Ivanka, Melania.
There she is.
Hasen Pfeffer, Incorporated.
Goodbye, Penny Marshall. We'll miss you.
She was great. She really was until she got political. But the beginning part, when she was Laverne, I believe she was Laverne, Shirley was hot. She was basically Marianne
of Milwaukee.
Laverne was the skipper. Yeah, yeah, one of the two.
Something. And Squiggy.
Squiggy.
Off compared. Never matched. You've got mail.
All right, here's your question.
That was a computer sound.
True or false?
Which is proving Stephen Hawking is still alive.
I'm sorry. I plugged into the board. I apologize.
That's okay, Stephen. True or false? High heels.
True.
We're originally...
True.
Let me ask a question.
It's a fact.
Oh, okay.
What am I going to ask? You don't even know.
Go ahead.
You don't know what I'm asking.
Go ahead.
All right. High
true.
Heel.
I agree. Circle gets a square.
No.
What's the guy's name on the line? Mark?
Joe.
You're close.
Jeremy, what is it? True? Are we correct or not
correct? True or false?
All right. They say true. Do you agree
true.
Or disagree, Joe?
I'm looking at the answer in front of me.
I'm looking. We literally have the answers given to us before the game.
They hand me the answer. I'm not supposed to tell you this.
I'll tell you right now. The question says high heels were only originally worn by men, and then it says true on the page.
On it.
Do you believe us? Do you think he'd lie to you? I mean, he doesn't ever lie, right?
Don't lie. I've never lied in my life.
You're talking about the president, right?
Yeah, I mean, the president can't lie.
No hold line. On. Right now, I'm tweeting how false this is. I'm going to tweet
can't
about how false it
Eric's
is.
Fake news about little tiny men in high heels. Although Eric's probably wearing them right now, and he's only 5'8".
Who knew? Caitlyn Jenner was ahead of the times, and then behind the times, and
now
then
she's
back
behind
ahead.
All sorts of stuff.
Are you agreeing with them, Joe?
Or yeah, I'll agree.
All right. Yes, it is true.
Nice.
Of course, he's telling the truth.
And that means he wins.
No, that was a block.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Oh, gets a square.
It's like you built a tiny
I
little wall.
I'm putting my trust into you, right?
No. You built a tiny little wall that
Sam
kept
Urban,
your contestant foe from winning.
And you can take Trip Reeb for the block.
Yeah.
I'll take Trip.
All right, bottom
wow.
right.
She sounds
was that
excited.
Brady? Was that Brady?
What kind of plans do you have for the holidays, Anne?
I'm home from college.
Ooh, a Ooh. College girl.
She's a little young for you, Trip.
Is she?
Yeah, well, you're like in your 70s, right? Or
I no.
No?
No.
You're not?
Maybe. But what I am is a guy who does math. And Stephen Hawking told me that the perfect girl is half your age, half her age, minus six.
Oh.
And I think that's around 22. And how old are you?
21.
Ooh. Oh, too old. She's too young for you.
I'm nailing
22 was the number.
Oh, I meant 5 years. Minus 5. 22. Did the math wrong. 21? Yeah.
She's 21.
Yeah.
I gave you the wrong formula.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
What college are you going to?
U of A.
Oh, you're poor. Never mind.
Trip. Come on.
What?
It doesn't matter. It's a good school,
me
right?
Me no habla espanol.
All right, here's your question, Trip. True or false?
Man, I love the U of A.
Stop signs used to be purple. Why do you love the U of A?
Think about it, man. Those are two letters that mean a whole lot more.
Okay.
Toledo and I are on the same page. The rest of you, reading a different book, man.
I'm not. All right,
read whatever. The question.
True or false? Stop signs used to be purple. True or false?
What character are we supposed to be on?
Yeah. Me.
True.
Okay, sorry, man.
No, you're good.
No, oh, yeah.
Still trying to figure out your uterus and ass joke.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Tell you what, man. I love Stumble Reeb.
Yeah. I'll say probably.
True. It's true. They're all true except for when they're false.
All right. Well.
True.
True. They're saying
purple
true.
Stop sign.
Do you agree or disagree?
I'll disagree.
That's right. It is false. All right.
Next one wins.
This is it. Next one wins. To hell with
news.
It. Joe, pick a square. It doesn't matter. You want the Grudens? You want Merrick Connell, Robin Leach, Larry David? Who do you want?
I'll take the Grudens.
All right. The Grudens. It all comes down to the Grudens.
How mad did you get when you realize that Merrick O'Connell might have to make an appearance.
That's a little weird.
Derek!
Stop cutting me off!
That's what I hear when you talk.
This guy's a go-getter, man. I want him on defense. Yeah,
man!
Get back in your square.
That's good writing. This guy's a genius.
Kind of sounds like that inflatable that flops around.
Yeah. They don't talk.
What was that?
That's the question.
I don't know. True or false?
Are we on us right now, man?
Yeah, man.
Toto the dog was originally going to be a pig. True or false?
No, it's a cow. You think it was a cow, man? I know it was. You know it was. You know it was a cow.
All right,
no, it was a cow. I can't disagree with a Gruden, man. This guy. And then I love this guy. Which put him in the little basket? Yeah.
All right, they cow. Say false. Oh, do you? It's my guy. It was a cow. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to...
Think about it. Where were they in Kansas, man?
Cows.
Are they pigs in Kansas?
Nope.
Just what kind of farm did they have?
Cow farm. Shouldn't have done that. It was false. It was a cow. And wins. We'll give Joe a prize, too.
Everybody gets something.
Everybody
the holidays.
Win.
Hold on. Nice job, everyone. The silly squares with Frank. It's always a silly squares with Frank.
The last way too long.
Nah, that's what are you going to do?
It's like a... Will Ferrell Saturday Night Live sketch at the end of the show.
Yeah, it just goes until it can't go anymore. Well, we're done then.
Get off the shed!
All right, let's be done, shall we? Frank, you're January 5th, I believe you say?
Toledo gave me a card, so CB you know be.
You know how to promote yourself.
Copper Blues Live.
At Desert Ridge.
5th, 602-910-5161, CB Live.
Stop talking.
CBLive.com, Desert Ridge Marketplace by Dave and Buster's.
There you go.
Tell you what, man. I love those guys, Dave and Buster.
Who's your favorite?
I like Buster.
He's better.
I'm going
better
Buster, man. I love Buster Douglas, Buster Heine.
Buster Heine.
I came up with that one.
All right.
Copper Blues. Live.
January 5th, go Desert get your Ridge. Tickets. You can get them all over the place and call that number or just figure it out. Desert Ridge Copper Blues Live. It's the new club. It's good stuff. Frank's going to be opening that thing up.
CBLive.com, easiest way to get
easiest there. Way to do it. Key Custer just said, year's over and you're ending on a banger. Thanks for the laugh. The laugh.
He got one in.
Didn't even add an S to it.
How's that laugh go, Brady?
Says, Brady, if you die of stress over the break, it's all right. Ian will be there.
Oh,
that's just not nice.
Got a good backup.
Trying to push you over the top. Anyway, hopefully Brady makes it. Ronnie, I hope is okay. Her foot is...
I hope she makes it, yeah.
you haven't heard?
Nice. I'm glad I could sway you that direction.
Thank you.
I share in that.
Thank you for those warm wishes.
I hope she's okay. It's a tough day going in under the knife and a deal with you. Anyway, that's it. Frank, thanks for popping in.
Yeah, I
always good
it.
To see you. Frank, part of the Ian Canfield's Morning After podcast occasionally.
Yeah, it's been...
Not every segment.
Been a string, but...
You've been there a lot.
Yeah, more than you thought I would.
A whole lot more than I thought. Maybe one or two, and that was going to be the end of it.
Two at most.
He only stared at his phone for, what, five, 10 minutes?
When I got a lot of people talking about how great it is that I'm here.
Yeah. Oh,
you ever have that?
Yeah. No. All right, stop. It's not. I don't even understand.
I don't know, but it made it all better. I loved Eric for a second. I was fine. I want to be in a stocking, man.
Right, let's get out of here. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys be careful. Have a great holiday and a safe new year. And oh, by the way, early bird tickets for U-Fest. We're down to our last few, so you can go to 98kupd.com. The special and the early bird U-Fest show, which is Limp Bizkit, Killswitch Engage, Parkway Drive. There's only a few left, so go to 98kupd.com. And grab those on the special while they're there, because the ticket prices are going to bump up as it gets out of this early bird phase. So hop on there and get your stocking stuffers for that thing right now while they last. Not many there. Mark just told me so. Larry's next. We will see you guys in 2019. Be very careful, and thank you for another great year. We'll see you next year.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.